We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 12:37. Hot and humid conditions are on tap today for the Midwest as a southwest wind and sunshine bring warm conditions into the region. A cold front tracking southeast across Illinois this afternoon could spark some scattered thunderstorms. The better chances of storms will be in eastern Illinois and Indiana. Any storms that develop could produce gusty winds and heavy downpours. After the front clears the area this evening, a quiet and mild weather pattern will set up across the Midwest through the end of the week. High temperatures today will range from the upper 80s in southern Wisconsin to the upper 90s in southern Missouri. Lows tonight will range from the 50s in Iowa to the upper 60s along the Ohio River Valley. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, partly sunny, hot and humid with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early this afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. The high 95, heat index readings from 100 to 105 degrees. The wind from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of evening showers and thunderstorms. The low 62. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and not as warm with a high of 83 and a north wind from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low of 55. The wind light and from the northeast. Friday, sunny with a high in the mid-80s and a light northeast wind. Friday night, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And the outlook for Sunday, partly sunny, look for a high in the mid-80s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from mid-80s to the low 90s. Sunshine was reported, across the two states. At Rockford and O'Hare, 86 degrees. It was 88 at Bloomington, 91 at Mattoon and Carbondale. In South Bend, 85. Lafayette reported 88 degrees. Indianapolis, 90. And Terre Haute, 89. Willard Airport reported 89 degrees with a dew point of 72, giving us a heat index at noon of 96 degrees. The relative humidity, 56%. The wind out of the southwest at 12. The barometric pressure, 29.80 and falling. And at 12:40, it's 90 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Krannert Art Museum at the University of Illinois. The museum has been closed this summer. A reopening celebration is set for tomorrow evening. To find out what's been happening behind the scenes this summer, let's check in with Kathleen Harleman. She's the museum's director, and she joins me this afternoon by phone. Kathleen, how are you?
Just great. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
Oh, our pleasure. So what was the impetus for the founding of Krannert Art Museum, and how has it developed over the years?
Well, the founding goes way back to about 1875 when collections were shown elsewhere on campus, particularly at the University Fine Arts Gallery, which was in University Hall on our campus. And there were a series of wonderfully enlightened administrators of this university who felt that art collections were really important for students and for faculty in the larger community. So the museum is 50 years old, as you said, but the contribution by major donors and other people goes way back, and fortunately, 50 years ago, a substantial gift was made to build the Krannert Art Museum and allow it to have a wonderful place to be housed and for people to have it as a destination. Mm.
Is it common for universities to have art museums?
It's fairly common. I think often what happens is that there's not always a tight relationship between the art museum and the curriculum and what goes on in campus. It's kind of surprising that sometimes there isn't that relationship. I think we're really lucky here because faculty and students are really interested in working with the museum, and we're totally passionate about it.
Mm. One of your goals is to increase community engagement in the museum. Tell us about the events that bring the public to Krannert beyond the art exhibits.
Well, there are quite a few of them. Many decades of something called Kids at Krannert, which happens a couple times a semester, and it's just a wonderful Saturday morning where lots of activities, lots of relationships with Works on View are really there for families and children. There are other things like Speak Cafe that is an open mic kind of rap session, and it's really reached out to a strong part of our Black and other parts of our community and taken hold, and this is a series that's been in existence for about 6 years. We have a education center, the Fred and Donna Gertz Education Center, and that's hooked into the Lincoln Trails system, and thousands of objects go out to schools across Illinois and are used for teaching. So there are lots of ways we connect with the community.
Yeah. And coming up this winter, you're going to have an area high school exhibition?
We are. This is the second year, and it started last year, and a lot of credit goes to the School of Art and Design for initiating it, but we do it in partnership, and it will be in the Link Gallery that joins Art and Design and the Museum at the Hip, and it's just a wonderful way to get teachers and school children and parents out and knowing where the museum is and feeling like their work is getting the visibility that it deserves.
Mm. So the museum was closed this summer. So what was happening behind the scenes while we were kept away?
I know, it was so mean of us. We were finishing up the last part of a multi-year commitment to replace the HVAC system, which means heating, ventilation, air conditioning. And you're right to say behind the scenes, because it's something that people won't see necessarily when they walk in, but hopefully they should feel. And it's a way of making sure that these incredible collections and the loans that we get from other institutions are really cared for and displayed in the temperature and humidity that they really need to be.
Yeah. We've got an HVAC crew in the building here at Campbell Hall this summer, and it's quite the deal.
You understand that it's quite an intervention.
Yeah.
In addition, we were doing things that are more obvious. We were making a lot of cosmetic changes to galleries on the first floor, and they've received a nice fresh coat of paint. We've completely rethought and reinstalled our European and American art collection before 1940. And you'll see four exhibitions that will open tomorrow night as well.
Well, tell us what's on tap tomorrow evening.
Well, I would say that the theme is a celebration of collection. And you will see works from the collection in combinations that you probably never thought could be across centuries, across cultures, different kinds of media, in a fairly interactive display. And tomorrow night there will be a conversation by the curator who's coming from the outside. He'll talk for about 15 minutes about this kind of exciting, unusual installation called At 50. And then there'll be a wonderful performance by a couple of musicians and dancer to show how works of art can change as different adjacencies and different viewpoints come into view. So tomorrow should be a really fun time to celebrate the collection. We have recent acquisitions over the last 5 years. We've acquired about 350 works of art. You won't see all of them. You'll see only a small percentage. But it gives you an idea of the way that the collection is expanding. And in addition, a show that's called Makeba, and it's a collection of sorts. It's the third in a series that artist Simon Allens has done in terms of collecting records. And in this case, it's the music of the phenomenal Miriam Makeba, who in South Africa was known, and outside South Africa, as Mama Africa. And she was so instrumental in getting popularizing African music and appearing with such stars as Harry Belafonte and Dizzy Gillespie, Paul Simon, and Nina Simone. And she was also an actress in a very important documentary called To Come Back Africa that was done in 1959. And this was a very instrumental point in terms of anti-apartheid movements. And it happened that for 30 years she had to be in exile due to her role in this. So it should be fun, record covers, music, something very different, but once again, a collection of sorts.
Now, Michael Rush, who's the guest curator for At 50, is going to have a gallery conversation at 6, and then that will be followed by music and the dance performance.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Michael Rush and how did he approach putting this exhibition together?
Michael Rush, as some of you may know, was the director of the Rose Art Museum at Brandeis University, and it was very much in the news because Brandeis was intending to sell off an incredible collection, and he fought very hard for that not to happen and ended up being successful but having to leave. In the meantime, he had organized an exhibition for us called Performance and Surveillance in Video Art, because his main area of publication has been in the area of new media. And it was a very popular show. It traveled around the country, and we were really happy with it. So when he came to us again, this time proposing a show chosen from our collection, I was really quite curious and interested in proceeding. And it turns out that there aren't elaborate intellectual frameworks for how these works were chosen and how they were juxtaposed with other works. But it's a fairly personal statement, really rejoicing in the richness of the collection he found and making connections and hoping that people who walk in will make their own personal connections as well.
And what time do the festivities begin for the public tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow there's a fabulous student event that's going to take place in our Link Gallery from 5 to 7. So students are going to be encouraged to come and have food and drink and spill into the museum. And then there's a members opening from 5 to 6 in the museum, and the public opening starts at 6. And that will be when Michael Rush talks about the show for about 15 minutes, and then this performance by three wonderful individuals after that. And museum is open till 9. People can just take their time and wander and enjoy, and we would be so happy if many showed up.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful evening, Kathleen. Kathleen Harleman is the director of the Krannert Art Museum, which is located at 500 East Peabody Drive in Champaign on the campus of the University of Illinois. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Krannert Art Museum.
This month, maintenance work is being performed on our AM580 antenna. It'll make our signal more reliable, especially during inclement weather.